This week on the program, I'm joined by special guest Mike Ricchini, who had one of the most difficult starts in life and a tough childhood as an Hispanic kid in a white neighborhood in America. And today, he's going to be sharing how it was that his life took a turn for the better. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to the program today as I'm joined by my special guest, Mike Ricchini, to share some of his amazing life's journey with us. The last couple of weeks on the program, we've been chatting about the fact that the lies that the world and that people tell us about ourselves, who we are, what we're capable of, what we're not capable of, who we should be, those lies are so powerful they can destroy our lives. There's such power in words. And over the last couple of days, and again today, I'm joined by my very special guest, Mike Ricchini, who had so many lies thrown at him. Born as the illegitimate child of a 15-year-old girl, her second child bumped around in foster care, onto adoption, white parents, but Hispanic. That was a huge deal at school, as we saw yesterday on the program. And it's not just his life. You see, it's your life and my life too. I remember I was short and dumpy. I was no good at sport, couldn't run fast. And in Australia, where sport is our national religion, that's going to draw some enemy fire. I remember as I headed into my late teens and early adulthood, I had a terrible self-image. And the way that I coped with that was through anger and through rolling over the top of people with this apparently amazing self-confidence, which was really nothing more than a protective mechanism against the hurts of the past. Something that's taken me a lifetime to unlearn. So that's me. What about you? Something for you to think about. But right now, because he's sitting here in the studio with me, we're going to chat with Mike Ricchini about him. Mike, welcome again to the program.
Thank you.
And I want to start off by asking you that as you look back on all the stuff that you went through in those early years, the family that was meant to love you, the foster family that didn't love you, and then being adopted into family and learning to be loved, how did that impact on how you saw yourself, your self-image, your understanding of who you actually were?
Honestly, it was destroyed. I didn't have a self-image most of my life. I viewed myself as worthless, and I viewed myself as nobody, that I didn't have a place in this world. I often ask God, God, why am I here? Why'd you bring me to this world? Why am I suffering right now? I've gone through trial after trial throughout my life, and I keep asking God that. And sadly, I've tried to take my life several times just because I feel like I'm nobody. I don't have a name in this world. I felt going through school, through sports, that I'm Mr. Nobody. I'm not good at anything. I've had those lies thrown at me my whole life that you're not going to succeed. You're not good at anything. And I believed him.
There's a lot of power in those lies, isn't there? There's a lot of power in the lives that people, circumstances, and society tell us. And as you've just shared that, my hunch is a lot of people listening today totally relate to what you're talking about. See, this is stuff we don't talk about to other people, right? But when we feel worthless, the fact that you tried to take your life a couple of times says to me how powerful those lives really were. Tell me really what it was like growing up as an Hispanic kid with white parents in a white neighborhood.
It was weird.
Because you had an Italian surname, right? So you're Hispanic with Italian adoptive parents and Italian surname. Boy, that must be a weird mix.
Yeah. Because I'm Hispanic, you know, typically you're supposed to be able to speak Spanish. But growing up in the white family, I don't know Spanish at all. I would love to communicate with them. But now I'm in a white family and I don't even look like my parents at all. So it's funny going around and people say, wait, these are your kids or stuff like that. And there's a Jamaican child in our family, too. She doesn't look like any of the rest of us. So it's kind of hard to relate with our parents when they talk to us in certain ways or tell us about certain things. It's hard to relate because you're not their kids and you don't have the same past as them. You don't share the same grandparents, and legally you do.
So you kind of had one thing stacked against you after another, right? Your first family didn't love you, and now you're in a family that do love you, but you don't look like them. You don't have the heritage they have. Your name's different. People look at your family and go, that's weird. What's going on there? So everything was kind of stacked against you. I heard you preach at church a few Sundays ago. You spoke about the power of the tongue. Just want to share that passage right now from James chapter 3, because it's really really sobering thing. We say things to people sometimes, we don't think about them. Just listen to what God says about the power of words, the power of the tongue. James chapter 3, beginning at verse 3. If we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we guide their whole bodies. Or look at ships. Though they are large, that it takes strong winds to drive them, yet they are guided by a very small rudder, wherever the will of the pilot directs. So also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great exploits. How great a forest is set ablaze by a small fire, and the tongue is fire. It's really sobering. You know, we say things and we don't think about them. I now listen to your story and it brings it right down. He was a kid who felt worthless because he didn't fit the mold society wanted him to fit. And they told you that. They peppered you with words. The kids at school gave you a hard time. And there's such power in that. So what changed for you? What was the turning point from this baby who almost didn't live to this young teenager who almost didn't live because you tried to take your life a couple of times, to the young man that I heard preaching the other morning at the church? I'm really interested. What happened?
Yes, I came to Australia to do this trip with YWAM. It's Youth with a Mission. And I came here primarily to get away from home just because I was fed up with it. Also, I've always wanted to do missions and just help people that were dealing with the same kind of stuff I've dealt with. On this trip, I wrote down tons of pages of lies, hundreds of them that I've been believing my whole life. And I took the paper, and as I was reading over hundreds of lies, I just realized, just like, no matter what all these people say about me, no matter what I believe about myself, that God loves me no matter what. And it talks about that in Romans 8, that nothing separates from God's love. And so I took those papers and I stuck them in a tin can and I just burned them. And as I did that, the pressure was completely gone. I started believing truths that God says over me, reading the Bible and just seeing what God believes about me. And that, you know, we need to see people through God's eyes, because often it starts in my own heart. And then because of the hatred that I had coming towards me, I started taking that out on other people. And so it was a transformation I needed to make in my heart, forgiveness, but then learning to be forgiven and learning to receive forgiveness.
That's huge. That's like a massive turnaround. And my sense is, because I had different circumstances, same problem, right, in my life, I couldn't do that for myself. It was ultimately only Christ who could come into my life, and His Spirit who kind of did things in my heart that I struggled to achieve but could never achieve for myself. Do you have that sense too, that God's sort of supernaturally been involved in all of that?
Oh, I know, yes. It was nothing I did. God just started working in my life day after day, revealing new things to me, just infusing me with His love and showing me that He loves me no matter what.
Yeah. So I just like to encourage anybody who's listening today who has this same, I'm a nobody. I'm not good at anything. I don't fit anywhere. I don't look right. There's a list of lies, is, as you said, you had pages of them. God is in this place. God is in this place. And there's no accident that I met Mike. It's no accident that Mike's here. And it's no accident that we're sitting here chatting together now. God is on your case and He wants to make a difference. Hey, social media is a great way to stay connected to your friends and to the world around you, and we'd like to invite you to be part of the Christianity Works community. The Christianity Works community is full of daily thoughts, devotions, and inspirations, so no matter what kind of day you're having, you can be encouraged. If you're on Facebook, search for the Christianity Works page and like us. When you do, you'll see some encouragement from your friends and community at Christianity Works, including free booklet downloads from time to time. But more than that, it's a library of thoughts and verses that you can now share with your friends and family. So we'll be sharing God's Word together. It's a great way to share the good news of Jesus amongst all the chaos. Amen? So like us on Facebook, be encouraged and blessed, and share some of that with your friends as well. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.